From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, July 10th. The City of Chico's Ad Hoc Committee on Homelessness was supposed to meet today, but the meeting was canceled at the last minute, and just days after a fatal shooting at the city's sanctioned campsite. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
The committee was formed to respond to Chico's ongoing homelessness crisis. The focus of yesterday's meeting was going to be the role codes and ordinances play in addressing the city's housing issues. According to city officials, it was canceled day of because key staff weren't able to attend. Councilmember Bryce Goldstein says the delay could hurt future initiatives.
With every meeting that we have to push back or cancel, I get a little worried that's perhaps a few more weeks before we can actually take action. And that could mean projects getting delayed and then people dying or perhaps causing issues like fires in our parks.
The meeting would have followed a fatal shooting Monday night at the city's designated homeless campsite, where an altercation between two residents turned deadly. Goldstein says the shooting illustrates why the city needs to discuss and change its policies.
This is just a prime example of why we need an actual managed campground with security and why we shouldn't just say, well, people can go camp in this one site and be crowded with no security. That's just not a safe environment for people.
NSPR reached out to Councilmember Mike O'Brien, who is also on the committee, and did not receive a response by deadline. Chico Mayor Casey Reynolds told NSPR the city would try to reschedule the meeting. Otherwise, the next one won't be until August. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, another felony arrest was made in Butte County this week, this time involving a man who allegedly started the recent cemetery fire in Oroville. NSPR's Eric Adams says it's CAL FIRE's 18th felony arrest this year.
The man is suspected of igniting multiple fires around Thompson Flat Cemetery Road and starting one that burned 10 acres. Last year, Butte County led California in arson arrests, accounting for nearly a third of all arrests statewide. Dan Collins is a fire captain with CAL FIRE Butte County. He says his team also had a high number of felony arson arrests. Those charges are usually brought when someone willfully and maliciously sets fire to land or property.
Last year, 2024, our law enforcement bureau had 29 felony arrests.
He says with the department already making 18 of those arrests,
I guess we're ahead of where we were last year at this time.
Collins says residents should pay attention to any suspicious activity, document it, and pass it on to law enforcement. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And California Highway Patrol plans to equip all of their officers with body cameras by next March. CalMatters reports that almost 2,500 cameras have been given to officers in the Bay Area, Los Angeles, and Sacramento area. CHP officers make about 2 million stops a year, according to data from the state's Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board. The move comes after a CalMatters investigation found that just 3% of CHP officers wore body cameras. A 2022 study found that after 3 years, agencies using body cameras saw lower rates of police killings than those that didn't use the technology. Also, CAL FIRE's AI-powered chatbot needs some work. A CalMatters investigation found the bot has difficulty answering some requests and can even give users outdated or incorrect information. The chatbot is designed to work in 70 languages. For most requests, it refers the user to information on the CAL FIRE website. But the chatbot struggles when the terminology used in the query doesn't directly match the terminology used on the CAL FIRE website. It doesn't provide specific information regarding evacuation orders and instead refers users to CAL FIRE's evacuation preparedness site. The department says it's working on fixes. And finally, the City of Reading's Aquatic Center is back open after closing for emergency repairs to broken water lines. Officials say the pipes that connect the Aquatic Center to the city water system have been patched, but will need to be fully replaced following the end of the summer season. Some of the infrastructure in the park is 60 years old, and the last major rehabilitation of the center was in 2003. Major repairs won't happen until after the park closes in September, according to reporting by Action News Now. And those were your headlines for Thursday, July 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.